Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. He was president from 1801 to 1809. In 1803, President Jefferson took advantage of a great opportunity. At the time, much of what is now the Midwestern U.S. was land owned by France. Napoleon Bonaparte was the political and military leader and was soon to become the Emperor of France. Napoleon needed money to fund his military, which led him to sell France's land in America to the United States. This momentous event became known as the Louisiana Purchase. Before the Louisiana Purchase, the U.S. was only as big as the area between the Mississippi River and the Atlantic Ocean. But after the Louisiana Purchase, the U.S. stretched from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Rocky Mountains. As astounding as it was to double the size of the United States with the Louisiana Purchase, maybe more astounding was how little it cost. The U.S. paid France $15 million for 828,000 square miles of land. With so much territory suddenly becoming part of the United States, President Jefferson wanted to find out what was out there, especially to know if there might be another river that went all the way to the Pacific Ocean. In an age when river travel was vital to trade and commerce, it was President Jefferson's hope that another river like the Mississippi was out there waiting for discovery. So in 1804, Thomas Jefferson initiated the organization of three expeditions designed to explore and map the new territory. These expeditions were known as the Lewis and Clark Expedition, the Red River Expedition, and the Pike Expedition. The most successful of those endeavors was the first one. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark left from St. Louis in May 1804. By the time they returned in 1806, they had traveled across the plains, through the Rocky Mountains, and all the way to the Pacific Ocean. News of their discoveries and experiences spread throughout the country. Before long, Americans were anxious to go west. President Jefferson encouraged Americans to go west, to settle the land, to farm and cultivate it, to build up commerce, and to establish an American presence in the new territory before France, Spain, or some other European nation could establish its own presence. The first areas to see settlement were those just west of the Mississippi River. One area that saw a lot of newcomers was the Arkansas Territory. People went to Arkansas for many reasons. Some just wanted land to cultivate. Others went looking for commercial success as traders, trappers, and prospectors. Some were outlaws escaping from the reach of the law. Whatever the reason, people went to Arkansas, and they brought along their most prized possessions, like dishes and silverware brought to America from Europe, or furniture made in New England, or a rifle made in Virginia. For some, a precious item might have been a pump organ, a piano, or a violin that had been in the family for more than a century. And speaking of violins, or fiddles as they were known on the frontier, here's a story about a traveler and an experience he had on the Arkansas frontier one rainy day. A long time ago, down in Arkansas, an old man sat by his front porch door, just a fiddling up a tune that he loved to hear. It was a jolly old reel that he played by ear. Now it was raining hard, but the fiddler didn't care. He just kept sawing away at his happy old air. And though his rooftop leaked like a waterfall, it didn't seem to bother the old man at all. Now a traveler came riding along on a horse that day and stopped to hear the old man fiddling away. When he noticed that his cabin was a leaky mess, but the old fiddler sure didn't seem to stress. Well, the traveler said, "You know, it seems to me you ought to mend your roof, you see. But the old man just kept on playing away. He said, "Oh, you fool, I couldn't mend it now. It's a rainy day." Well, the traveler replied, "Yeah, that's all quite true, but this, I say, is the thing to do. Get busy on a day that's fair and bright, and patch that old roof till it's good and tight." But the old man just kept on playing his reel, and he tapped the porch with his old boot heel. "Get along," said he, "for you give me a pain. My cabin never leaks when it doesn't rain."